Ontario College of Teachers, Appendix for the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. These case studies work in conjunction with the Professional Advisory, Addressing Hate and Discrimination. The advisory is available under our Member Resources section at oct.ca. Content warning. The content in this advisory may be sensitive for some individuals. Please note that the terms and approaches used in this document were current at the time this advisory was released. Case studies. These scenarios are based on actual cases to provide Ontario certified teachers, hereinafter OCTs, with practical examples for addressing hate and discrimination in different environments, both online and in person. Each scenario is written from the point of view of an OCT and provides general guidance on how OCTs should best proceed. The scenarios are organized under three key categories. Address the incident by recognizing and responding to acts of hate and discrimination within learning environments. Build awareness and understanding of professional, ethical, and legal obligations to avoid discriminatory conduct and foster safe, equitable, and inclusive learning environments. Know your role through increased understanding of professional expectations and how your actions inside and outside the learning environment, both in person and online, must reflect professional standards and ethical conduct. Additional resources. Additional resources are available at the websites of the Ontario Human Rights Commission, the Government of Ontario, and the College, including the College's Margaret Wilson Library. Many additional qualification courses are also available for ongoing professional learning. A list of resources is available on the College website at oct.ca. About the Ontario College of Teachers. The College is the regulatory body for Ontario's teaching profession. Self-regulation recognizes the maturity of a profession and acknowledges its members can govern themselves. It means the government has delegated its regulatory authority to those with the specialized knowledge required to do the job. A self-regulating profession protects the public interest by setting standards of competency and conduct. It has the right and responsibility to license and discipline its professionals, including suspending and revoking those licenses. Our mandate. As the regulator for Ontario's teaching profession, the Ontario College of Teachers protects the public interest by safeguarding students and supporting students' well-being. All educators working in Ontario's publicly funded elementary and secondary school systems are required to be members of the college. Our role and authority are set out in the Ontario College of Teachers Act, 1996. The College's role and the advice provided. The College's mandate is to serve the public interest by regulating the teaching profession to protect students. By providing OCTs with practical advice to help address hate and discrimination, the College aims to help OCTs nurture a sense of belonging and inclusivity within learning environments, thus creating conditions for students to thrive in the classroom and beyond. The College does not tolerate acts of hate or discrimination of any kind. OCTs are held to high ethical standards and standards of practice. Contravening these standards, including by engaging in hateful or discriminatory behavior, may be considered professional misconduct. Case Study 8. Treating students with exceptionalities differently. Scenario, quote, my colleague said they are purposefully and more often disciplining students who have been identified as exceptional, i.e., behavior, communication, intellectual, physical, or multiple. They believe students with exceptionalities need more discipline and must be pushed harder to succeed in life. My colleague also does not provide accommodations identified in the students' individual education plans, hereinafter IEPs, and refers to these students using derogatory names. End quote. Address it. Report the behavior immediately to your vice principal or principal. If you are a member of a teacher's federation, Consult with the Federation affiliate about your responsibilities when making an adverse report about a unionized colleague. If you are a vice principal or principal, consult with your supervisor and provide the appropriate support to students who are impacted directly or indirectly. As a profession, OCTs are responsible for using appropriate pedagogy, assessment and evaluation, resources, and technology in planning for and responding to the needs of individual students and learning communities. And note 14. Built awareness. The OHRC states that, quote, stigma, negative attitudes, and stereotypes can lead to inaccurate assessments of people's personal characteristics. End quote. And note 15. Each student has their own unique strengths and needs. As OCTs are responsible for instruction, assessment, and evaluation, you must provide all accommodations, modifications, or alternative programming outlined in the IEP. Discriminatory actions and behaviors are contrary to the college's ethical standards and standards of practice for the teaching profession. Such behavior can lead to a college investigation and potential outcomes directed by the investigation committee or the discipline committee. Know your role. According to the OHRC, quote, the duty to accommodate people with disabilities means accommodation must be provided in a way that most respects the dignity of the person, if doing so does not cause undue hardship. End quote. End note 16. As an OCT, you are expected to practice with care as part of the ethical standards for the teaching profession. This, quote, includes compassion, acceptance, interest, and insight for developing students' potential. Members express their commitment to students' well-being and learning through positive influence, professional judgment, and empathy in practice. End quote. End note 17.